It's our privilege today to have Rom Ribeiro with us and his family. It's so good to see the girls. The oldest is Rochelle, and she is a junior now in college down in Brazil. And then Roxanne is a freshman at Bob Jones, and she's a church music major. So we have a connection there. That's what I was at Bob Jones. But so good to see these young ladies. We watched them grow up. When they used to come, they were very small. And now they're tall. And we like short people, right, Brother Rom?
Okay.
Yes. But Brother Rom, God is using him in a remarkable way there in Brazil. I think that he, of many of the missionaries that support, has really captured the New Testament principle of establishing indigenous churches in the area and training up the men to take over those ministries and then moving on and planting another church. They've got five started right now, four and a fifth one on the way. And it's just a tremendous blessing to see what God is doing. The Lord's allowed him now to have a radio broadcast on BBN there in South America, where he was able to preach in Portuguese, and the Lord has opened many doors for them. And so we thank the Lord for what God is doing through them. And Brother Rom, won't you come and share what the Lord's laid on your heart this morning?
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you for letting me come. What a blessing to be here at Grace Bible. I think you have been behind our ministry since we moved to Brazil as missionaries. That was in 1992, wasn't it? First time I came here and we introduced our ministry to you, to your pastor. And you were very generous and very nice, friendly. And you took us on for support, and you have been behind us for now 20 years. Isn't that amazing? 20 years. Time flies. Pastor mentioned that my girls were, you know, little when we came here some years ago. Now they are all tall. You know what that means? We are getting older. We are growing older, and I blame them for that. I say, look, if you had not grown so tall, I would not be so old. It's your fault that mom and daddy are getting older, but there's nothing we can do about it. There is a saying that you have only two options in this life, get older or die younger. But we all want to get older then, right? And we want to serve God. We want to do the best for Him for many, many years. When I came to the States in 1988 to study at Bob Jones, I came because of a special program called the Timothy Program. And Dr. Bob Jones III, he went to Brazil in 1986. And he saw that skinny, short, young man leading the music in the church. And then we took our youth to downtown and we had an open air meeting, and he saw me leading those meetings as well. So he came to my pastor and he said, if that young man wants to come to the States, we'll give him a scholarship and he'll be able to study at Bob Jones. Actually, it was a work scholarship. But when he made the invitation, I didn't know English. And I had to study, I had to learn English before coming to the States. So I had to study English for 2 years, because in 1988, I came to the States. And 2 years is not enough to learn another language, especially in my case, because I was studying English only on the weekends, especially on Saturdays, because I would work during the week and go to school. So the only time I had to study English was on Saturday afternoons. So I tried to learn whatever I could. And when I came here, I was able to write in English, some. And I was able to read in English, some. Not well, but I could make sense. But I could not understand English. If he spoke to me, I understood nothing. And if I spoke back to you, you would understand nothing. So I could not communicate. Now, can you imagine going through classes without understanding your teachers? or being at the dorm without understanding our roommates. That was my situation when I came here for the first time. But of course, being in the country, being surrounded by English-speaking people, you ended up learning. You ended up catching something. And I remember the end of that first semester. Finally, I was being able to understand the sermons in chapel, and of course, my teachers. And finally, I was able to understand your language. Now, what happens is that every time I go back to Brazil, and I stay there 3-4 years without returning home, my English gets rusty again. And then when I come back home, 2 or 3 months later, my English is back to normal. Of course, normal means understandable. By the way, how many of you are understanding my English? Pastor, your church has the gift of interpretation. Amen for that. But not a long time ago, I had this allergy crisis on a Saturday evening, and I took Benadryl. Right? Benadryl is good for allergy. And I slept like a baby. But in the morning, I went to preach in this church, East Tennessee. And I was drugged. I mean, literally, I was drugged by Benadryl. And for the first time that I can recall, I was preaching in English and in Portuguese at the same time. I caught myself saying words in Portuguese several times during the sermon. And I'm sorry. But I knew why I was doing that. It was because of Benadryl. So I learned my lesson. Never take Benadryl prior to a meeting, going to a church, or preaching in English. So just to let you know, English is not my first language. But I'm so grateful that I can speak in English and that you can understand me. But going back to my ministry in Brazil, when I came here, I had a dream. I think, Pastor Todd, I was still in college. But I came, and I was well received. And I was treated very, very well. But I had just a dream. And I shared my dream with you, and I said, I want to go back to my country, and I want to establish Bible-believing churches in Brazil. That was my dream. And you believed in my dream. And you accepted me as one of your missionaries. Well, 20 years later, I'm here to tell you that the dream has come true. God has been good to us. And sometimes you're here in Milton, Florida, Grace Bible Church, and you wonder, what are we doing for God? What are we accomplishing for the kingdom of God? Well, besides all the local ministries that you have here, and the school is one of them, of course, but besides all the ministries that you have here yourself, you have to think about your missionaries, because they are an extension of this church, but in another place. They are what I like to call an arm of the church. That's why when I come to Grace Bible, I don't consider myself a visitor, because I am a part of this church. If there is a parking space for visitors out there, I'm not going to park there, because I am an extension of this church. I am a part of this church. So whatever we are doing in Brazil, we are doing together. And the Bible teaches us the principle that the real word of the soldiers that go to the battlefield is the same of the soldiers that stay behind, guarding the stuff. And this is our situation. We missionaries went down to the battlefield, but you stayed here, and you have hold the ropes, and you have made our ministry possible in Brazil. So the only reason we have something to show this morning is because you, for 20 years, have been so faithful in praying for us, in helping us financially many times, not only through your monthly love offerings, but sometimes with special offerings for special projects. That's why Pastor Todd is so careful about reading our letters and being in touch with us and knowing exactly what we are doing. Because, like I said, whatever we are doing together. So if I'm doing something wrong, you're doing something wrong. But if I'm doing it right, we are doing it right. So this is what missions is all about. We are doing the work of God together because it is impossible to do the work of God alone. So I want to show you, it's a 9-minute DVD presentation, and I want you to see yourself in those pictures. And I want you to see what we have accomplished by the grace of God. And let me say this to you, God is using us, not because of us, but in spite of us. To God be the glory. But what you're going to see here this morning is the result of our work together, is the result of missions. Thank you so much.
Rom was saved and baptized by his pastor, missionary Jimmy Rose, at the age of 12. Rachel was saved and baptized at the age of 7 by her father, missionary Tom Gilmer. Both Rom and Rachel grew up on the mission field in missionary-minded Baptist churches. At the age of 13, Rom was called to be a missionary from Brazil to Brazil. Rachel received the same call when she was 9. After graduating from Bible college in the United States, this young married couple returned to Brazil along with their first child, Rochelle Joy, to establish Bible-believing churches. 3 years later, God gave them another daughter, Roxanne Jean. Both girls love the Lord and are serving Him. Over their 19 years as missionaries, Rom and his family have established 4 Baptist churches. Maranatha Baptist Temple of Goiânia is the first church they established. They call this church the mother church of their other ministries in Brazil. It was established in November 1993. Today, this church is one of the largest independent Baptist churches in Brazil. It gives to missions and helps to establish other churches. Rom calls it the Church of the Family because of its strong emphasis on parents and children. Plus, it has a strong emphasis on evangelism. I, Roger Peterson, have preached in this church several times since 1998. And have seen how they work to bring the lost into the services, to hear the message of salvation. Many have received Christ as their Savior as a result of their good work. Ebenezer Baptist Temple is the second church they established. In 1998, Rom sent 25 people from the Mother Church, along with Pastor Marcelo and his wife, Patricia, to establish a new work on the opposite side of Goiânia. This church also is evangelistic. It gives to missions and has helped a new church get started. This church is called Mount Zion Baptist Church. It's in the city of Goianiza. Maranatha Baptist Temple of Londrina was established by the Ribeiros in 2004. It is a 13-hour drive down south from Goiânia. So Rom and his wife Rachel had to move down to this city, and God allowed them to completely organize this church in only 18 months. Besides the love offerings from the mother church in Goiânia and gifts from the sending churches in the United States, Ram and Rachel sacrificed by using their own personal savings and retirement plan to finish the construction of this church. When they returned to Goiânia after just 1.5 years, they left the church in Londrina with 2 full-time pastors, their own building, the Faith Promise plan to raise funds for missions, and over 100 people attending the services regularly on Sundays. This church now has its own Bible Institute and is starting another church in a nearby city called Holangia. Maranatha Baptist Temple of Aparecida de Goiânia was the 4th church Ram and Rachel started after they returned to Goiânia, which began in October of 2011. The mother church sent Pastor Everton and his family along with 4 other families to start this new ministry. With financial help from the United States and from the mother church, Ram began his church by constructing an attractive building for the Sunday school classrooms. Then, 3 mission teams from the United States were sent from the Construction for Worldwide Evangelism to build an auditorium for 180 people. This church is still a congregation of the mother church, but is quickly moving toward becoming an independent church. In addition to these 4 churches that Ram has started with his wife, they have established several other ministries in Brazil through these local churches. First was the Maranatha Bible Institute, which is located at the mother church in Goiânia. It has graduated close to 100 students since 1998. Most of these graduates are faithful servants of God in their local churches, but some have gone on to full-time ministries. Second was the Jimmy Rose Christian School. This functions at the mother church as well. It began in 2009 with the help of missionary Bethany Thompson. The school, which began with K-3, has added a new grade each year. Today, this school has over 80 students from K-3 through 2nd grade. Through daily broadcasts on BBN International radio stations in Brazil and BBN Internet, Ram is able to reach Portuguese-speaking people all over the world. He has received letters from listeners from such faraway places as Japan and New Zealand. The 4th ministry that the Ribeiros have established are camps. Each year, all 4 churches send their people to family and youth camps for spiritual growth. They also have developed dynamic deaf ministries in 2 of these churches. Through their leadership and the leadership of missionary Carl Johnson, these 2 churches are reaching the deaf for Jesus, and they're providing them with spiritual growth and fellowship. Ram and Rachel are now getting ready to start their 5th church in the southeast of Brazil. Only the Lord knows how long it will take them to establish this church, but we can help speed up the process by praying for them and helping them financially. Please pray for God's presence, His power, and protection, and provision in their lives. Pray concerning the possibility of giving toward this new ministry. The southeast of Brazil is one of the most expensive regions of the country to build a church, but the Ribeiros know that the same Lord who has called them to this field can provide for this new church. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Thank you for receiving the Riberos in your church and for participating in their lives and ministry. I have been actively involved with missionaries in many foreign countries since 1987 and can wholeheartedly recommend this family to your love and care. I know their ministry personally and am confident that the churches they are establishing are glorifying God in Brazil. May God bless you as you join us in prayer for their church planting ministry.
Amen. I hope you understood well what's happening with us there in Brazil. I just want to share this Bible verse with you, Mark 16. Just about everybody knows this verse by memory, Mark 16, 15. Here the Bible says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." So Jesus is leaving behind his last commandment to his disciples. Now, Jesus was getting ready to go up to heaven, and among all the teachings that he had given to his disciples for the last 3 years and a half, now he's repeating the Great Commission. He is teaching the disciples the importance of sharing the good news not only to a few people, but to the whole world. Now, I believe with all my heart that all the teachings of Jesus were very important. But the Great Commission is the heartbeat of God. And no wonder this is the last commandment that he gives to his disciples. So he left the most important commandment for last. And he could have said many things, and he could have repeated many other teachings, but he reserved his last moment with the disciples to tell them what the mission of the church is, what the mission of his disciples is, to preach the gospel, not just to a few people, but to every creature. And I like the word creature because human beings are always human beings. We are all from the same species, according to their science book. But we are different when it comes to culture, when it comes to habits, when it comes to personalities. We are different. When it comes to language, we are different. But Jesus is saying here that every human being needs to hear the gospel. And the only way they will hear the gospel is through us, through me and through you, not only by sending out missionaries, but by being missionaries ourselves. So when I was only 12 years of age, and I got saved through the ministry of an American missionary, I learned from the beginning what missions is all about. An American missionary had left his country and moved to the country of Brazil. He had to learn the language, he had to embrace the culture, and he had to love people that were not his people. But by doing that, he was able to show to some of those people the way to God. It was worth it, because I was one of those that was reached by his ministry. So I learned what missions is all about when I was only a child. And as a child, I was called to be a missionary myself. I am in Brazil today not because Brazil is my country, not because Portuguese is my language, but I am in Brazil because God called me to be a missionary in Brazil. But I'm willing till this day to go anywhere as long as God is calling me to go. So I learned that we are all missionaries. Some of us full-time missionaries, and some of us, we are just parents, husbands and wives, and we have our own business, and yet we are missionaries, because everywhere we go as Christians is a mission field for us. Then I learned that there are three ways to fulfill this great commission of Jesus. Three ways to obey: that go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And the very first way is by being a missionary ourselves. I was 13 years of age when I led my first soul to the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that a blessing? Because I learned that I was responsible to show to others the way to God, just like somebody one day showed me the way to God. And back in those days, we worked. There was no law preventing children from working. And I worked 45 hours per week. I had to get up at 6 in the morning. At 7:30, I had to be at my job. And I would leave at 6 p.m. And then I would go home, take a quick shower. And at 7:15 p.m., I had to be in school. And I left school 11:15 every night. Went to bed about midnight, 6 a.m. I was up again. And that was my life. And that was great, and that was good. Because if I were not working, I would be someplace else doing something wrong. So I had to work and I had to go to school. And I took advantage of my time at work and at school to tell others about Jesus, to show them how to be saved. And I remember this young man, he worked with us. He was 3 years older than I was. He was 16 and I was 13. And I kept telling him about my salvation, about my testimony, about my assurance of going to heaven one day. His name is Wilson. And finally, Wilson told me, "I want to know how to be saved. I want to have this assurance that you have." So I took him to the back of the building where we used to work, and he knelt down, and Wilson prayed, asking Jesus to save his soul. I was so excited. That was my first soul that I led to the Lord Jesus Christ, because I was a missionary, 13 years of age. But I became a missionary the same day that I became a child of God. I became a missionary the same day that I got saved. 25 years later, I met Wilson. I took my car to this place to be fixed. And to my surprise, he was one of the mechanics. And I recognized him and he recognized me. And I asked him, "Wilson, what are you doing?" And he said, "I am married. I have 4 children, 4 daughters, if I'm not mistaken." And then he said, "And I'm a deacon in my church." Isn't that a blessing? So my first fruit is still faithful to God to this day, because I learned that I was a missionary. So the first way to fulfill the great commission of Jesus is by being a missionary yourself. There are people that only you can reach for God and nobody else. These people are your neighbors, your relatives, friends that work with you, your friends at school. But these are people that Pastor Todd will not be able to reach, that Ron Ribeiro, your missionary, will not be able to reach. But you, God wants to use you to reach those people. And I like to say that sheep produce sheep. Pastors do not produce sheep. In the quality of sheep, we produce our sheep. But if we want to grow a church, we depend on the people of the church. We depend on them to go after others, to promote the church to others, to preach the gospel to others, and to invite them in so they can hear the gospel from our pastor, from our preachers. So we need to be missionaries ourselves if we want to obey this great commission that Jesus left for us. Now, the other two ways is by praying for our missionaries, by remembering them before God. People ask me, "How can we pray for you, Brother Rom?" And I say, remember the 4 P's. Pray for God's protection, power, presence, and provision. If you want to pray wisely for your missionaries, remember the four P's. They need God's power. They cannot do the work of God on their own. They need God's protection because they travel a lot, because they face some dangers. They need health because it's kind of hard to do the work of God without health. They need God's presence. They need to know that God is there with them. And they need God's provision because only God can supply the needs that we face on the mission field. And of course, you can help to fulfill the Great Commission by sending out missionaries, like you're doing, by helping to make their ministry possible in another country, like you're doing. So, the Great Commission was given to all of us, and all of us can be missionaries, can pray for missionaries, and can help to send out missionaries. I was just reading on your bulletin. I think Pastor Todd is the one who put this down. He said something about, remember your faith promise giving each month. Our missionaries depend upon your support. So that's one of the ways that you are helping to fulfill the Great Commission of Jesus. It is good to be a part of this mission, isn't it? It is good to be responsible to spread the gospel around the world. And why should we do that? Because that was Jesus' last commandment that he gave to his disciples. I am one of his disciples. You are one of his disciples. And we have the great responsibility. We have the same responsibility to share the gospel around the world. What a blessing to be a part of this program. May God help me and help you to see this as a privilege, as a blessing, to share the gospel around the world. Lord, we thank you so much for having called us to be a part of the Great Commission of Jesus. Lord, nothing will cause more revival in our souls. Nothing will cause more love in our lives than to be a part of the Great Commission and to fulfill our part in the Great Commission. Give us love for souls. Help us to care for the lost and for the perishing. Help us, Father, to go after them. Help us to seek opportunities to be a blessing to someone. And I know, Father, the more we love people, the more we love souls, the more we'll feel the presence of God in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.